Unto us a child is born, the Savior of this broken world. Oh, hear the angel voices sing, come, let us adore him. Peace has come, for our King is with us. Holy God and holy man, he comes for all with open hands. He rules with love on David's throne. All praise belongs to Christ alone. Oh, come, let us adore him. this baby born a virgin birth, the ruler of all nations, the glory of our God has come to earth. Emmanuel, God with us, Emmanuel, King Jesus, the Savior of the world.
Good morning and welcome to Pleasant Valley Baptist Church. This has been a packed week and it's going to continue to be a packed week. Last night we had our Christmas banquet. It was probably the best food I'd eaten at any banquet. It was so beautiful. There was so much time and effort put into it. I don't know if it'll be a repeat next year, so much time and effort, but it was a beautiful place and people had a lot of fellowship. I only live 5 minutes down the road. We started at 6, and I got home, and I looked at the clock, and it was 9 o'clock, and I couldn't believe that those 3 hours went by so quickly. And this is one of the years that we didn't do hardly any games, but great time last night. I want to thank so many people. I don't want to mention by names because there's people working behind the scenes that did an awful lot, and we had a big crowd. I think we had over 60 people, or around 60 people last night. Yeah, it was a wonderful fellowship. Not only was it busy last night, come back today, and then we have Christmas Eve service Saturday, and we have Christmas morning Sunday, so it's going to continue to be a busy week. So just letting you know that. Also, by the way, we're going to be in not only Nehemiah chapter 9, but also in James, and I have to think about it just a moment. Anyhow, I'll tell you when I get up here where to turn to. Anyhow, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to come before you, thanking you for this time of year. We come and we celebrate you each and every day out of the year for what you've done for us on the cross. It is a gift. Lord, we celebrate Christmas as a gift that you have given us that we might have eternal salvation. We celebrate you as Easter, as the resurrected tomb, Lord, as the resurrection from the tomb, so that we know that you are capable of doing the things that you said that you would do and that you are a faithful God and that you will keep your promises. And Father, today we want to celebrate you again. Lord, we want to find joy in you. We want to find joy in the relationship that we have with you. And so, Father, I not only pray for our service this morning, I pray for the children downstairs as they have a Christmas party, and I know that they're always taught the things about God. And so, Father, I just pray that you would be down there with them as they have a party and they fellowship in you. Lord, I pray for those who can't be here for whatever reason. I pray for those who are downhearted at this particular time of year that you would use this service to help lift them up. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.